There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Seven after the hour, it's June 30th, last day of the sixth month of the year, so we're halfway through the year 2015. How does that make you feel there, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas? Ken Kessler and Doug Steffen with an overview of what's going on, some information that will help you sort of form your own opinion on some of the issues of the day. The Supreme Court making known more. They're not making their decisions now. They're making known what their decisions are. The justices decide that the sedative, how do you pronounce this, Kenny? Midzolam, is that it? M-I-D-A-Z-O-L-A-M, Midzolam, I believe.
Sure.
Can be used, yeah, you'll agree with anything, right? Midzolam can be used in lethal injections without violating the constitutional prohibition on cruel and unusual punishment. So what say you on that? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken at DougSteffen.com. Or you can email, well, not email, but you can go to social media, Facebook.com/Good Day and Twitter at Good Day Show. So this is a deeply divided Supreme Court, it would seem, Kenny, upholding the use of this controversial drug in lethal injection executions. Two dissenting justices said for the first time they think it's highly likely the death penalty itself is unconstitutional. So what say you about that? 888-302-3684. This week will mark, with all of the announcements about things, the last time they are together. The justices voted 5-4 in a case from Oklahoma that the sedative Midzolam can be used in executions without violating the Eighth Amendment, which prohibits cruel and unusual punishment. The court also divided 5-4 in cases upholding congressional districts drawn by independent commissions, calling into question first ever limits on mercury emissions from power plants. In addition, the justices also agreed to hear an important affirmative action case in the fall and acted to keep Texas abortion clinics open amid a legal fight that threatens to close most of them down. In the dispute over the lethal injection drug, which was used in, I think, Arizona, Ohio, Oklahoma executions this past year, the executions took longer than usual and raised concerns that the drug did not perform its intended task of putting inmates into a coma-like sleep. You know, like what happens to your dog when you have to put him to sleep. So the drugs that we use to put animals to sleep apparently are not good enough to put humans to sleep, or however that works. I'm not even close to beginning to understand it. Justice Alito said for the majority that arguments the drug could not be used effectively as a sedative in executions were speculative. And he dismissed problems in executions in Arizona and Oklahoma as having little probative value for the present purposes. In a biting dissent from that, Justice Sotomayor said, quote, under the court's new rule, it wouldn't matter whether the states intended to use this drug or instead to have petitioners drawn and quartered, slowly tortured to death, or actually burned at the stake. Also, Alito responded, saying the dissent's resort to this outlandish rhetoric reveals the weakness of its legal arguments. So then there was another dissent from Justice Stephen Breyer, who said the time has come for the court to decide, or at least to debate, whether the death penalty itself is constitutional. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg joined Breyer's opinion by writing, quote, I believe it's highly likely that the death penalty violates the Eighth Amendment. There were 100 death row inmates at last count who had been exonerated. Now, see, this is really what my problem with all this is. These exonerations from the court's determination they should be put to death because they were found to be not guilty. So, Kenny, what do we have for input from people who feel strongly about this, the death penalty Supreme Court case? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show.
Ashley says, the American Veterinary Association will not allow the drug testing on animals. So we can't even test these death penalty drugs on animals if we wanted to, but we test them on human beings every time we execute people. This is crazy.
So can we use this stuff on rats to find out if it would kill them?
No.
Not that rats are anything above or below whatever the quality of life is for a rat. All right, so there's something to be thinking about, isn't there? Huh? What else have you got?
Chester says, why don't they just use bullets? They're much cheaper than a drug, 100% fatal if aimed properly, and very, very fast.
So I wonder about that. Why they did all of these other methods get determined as, has it been determined they were cruel and unusual punishment to shoot somebody or to hang them or to do any of the other things that used to be done? Are all those things unconstitutional?
I'm not sure if it's unconstitutional or if they were just looking for a more humane way, humane in quotations, to kill people.
Right. Okay, what else have you got?
One more. Harry says, people are upset because a murderer on death row will suffer during their execution. Someone is really upset about that. If you've been sentenced to be executed, you're there for a reason, and whatever kind of pain you're feeling or going to feel should not matter.
See, in this circumstance, I have a problem with the death penalty because so many people, as suggested a moment or two ago, have been sent to death without proper proof. In fact, they were innocent when they were sent. And is it the question here that no one should be executed because we're worried about putting at least one person to death that ought not to be put there? Interesting thought and speculation. Doug Steffens, Good Day. Actress Kristen Chenoweth with us in a moment. Okay, so you've tried to whiten your teeth before and know how annoying it can be. One, maybe you used the strips or the trays, and that was too much work to deal with, and it got messy. Two, maybe it was too sensitive on your teeth. Or three, maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers, and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I use Power Swabs. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. I'm talking on average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Clinically proven. If you have caps, crowns, or veneers, Power Swabs can get rid of the stains on them as well. Who doesn't want a nice white smile to go with the good weather? Call now for your 5-minute solution to whiter and brighter teeth. 800-281-6829. That's 800-281-6829. Call now. Mention Doug Steffen. Get free shipping on your entire order. That's 800-281-6829 for Power Swabs. 800-281-6829.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The greens of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect. It'd
be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Must be a pretty awesome athlete. Responsibly.
For all of you out there who've already signed up for Rite Aid's new Wellness Plus with Plenty card, we'd like to say thanks a million. Actually, thanks millions with an S. Because to date, Plenty members have earned millions of dollars worth of Plenty points, which can be used for savings at Rite Aid and certain Plenty partners. So get in, get your new card, and get online to finish signing up at Plenty.com. Then use your points for savings today with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Terms and conditions apply. Learn more at Plenty.com.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 21st through July 6th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Joining Jennifer and I right now, Kristen Chenoweth, who is a busy lady. She appears 8 times a week on Broadway on the 20th Century show. She hosted the Tony Awards, nominated for her role in that revival show. So, last time you were here, we talked about you as an actress. And I'm not, as a matter of fact, I think the last couple of times, you were on with one of the people that are on my program, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I think you met his daughter at the play a month or so ago.
I did. She was so cute.
Yeah, she's
so
very
nice.
Cute. Yeah, she loved, you're her hero. She loved being close to you. But the focus of our conversation today is the outreach work that you're doing, because your mom is a breast cancer survivor. Mm-hmm. You think it's important for people to understand the various ways they can be checked out for basically the focus on the detection of breast cancer.
Correct.
So what's new there?
Well, I guess, Doug and Jennifer, I mean, I was doing Wicked the first time my mom got breast cancer. She had a lumpectomy, and then, of course, as cancers do, it returned, and she had a mastectomy. I also have two aunts who survived breast cancer. When you have women in your life, and I'm sure you do, Doug, and we don't need to know the details.
I have one, and that's enough. I have two. My daughter and my lady friend, so that's it. Well, I got Jennifer, too. Wait a minute. I have three women in my life.
Well, that's good. So you want to encourage them and help them take care of their health. And one of the reasons I'm here today is partnering with Hologic, this company behind this new, really awesome, genius 3D mammography exam. Now, the message is really simple. This mammogram is clinically proven to reduce callbacks from your doctor by up to 40%. And it's also helping detect 41% more invasive breast cancers. So if you go to our website, which is demandgenius3d.com, you can find out where the nearest hospital or facility near you has this exam, and you should demand it. And because we should start really, you know, we know that one in eight women develop breast cancer. Mm-hmm. We know if found early, there's a 5-year survival rate. So why wouldn't we do anything that we can to help ourselves? And that's my message. I wonder if my aunts and my mother had this exam, if they would have had to have gone through all the hardship that they did. I myself just found out about this, true story, haven't gotten to do it yet, so next month when it becomes my turn, guess what I will be doing? I will be doing the Genius 3D mammography exam. And that's it. That's the message that we're really trying to get out there.
Do you do this in place of the old squishy test, Kristen, or is this in addition to?
Well, Jennifer, when you go in there, as you know, they do lots of different angles. This is this is just a one step further of sort of a side-to-side exam.
I love it.
It's not that much more to the exam itself. So why wouldn't we do it, you know?
It's, so it's the technology, not the technique.
Exactly.
This is something that affects, as you said, one in eight. My former wife died of it. My daughter, who's 40, just had a baby 6 months ago. I was very concerned about her before and after. What I had heard was that you're better off before this process came along to have an MRI, because the mammogram, the 2D screenings were basically worthless. It's too late if you can see them that way.
This is going to 40% increase our chances of finding, and I think that's a huge leap.
It's incredible.
And and I think, to be honest with you, you know, God bless your wife and your daughter, but being an adopted child, I know that there's also a stat that's 8 out of 9 with breast cancer have no family history.
Yeah.
So this is even more the reason. You know, you can have every gene you want in your family, and then you don't have it.
Yep.
So we have to stay on top of it, ladies. Jennifer, I know you're hearing me. Doug, please drive it to...
Yeah, I will. Here's the website, demandgenius3d.com. Kristen Chenoweth here on Good Day. Thanks.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
For our musical portion of the hour, usually it's this hour, this part of the hour, and every hour, there's some musical reference, musical celebration, musical to-do. So in this next few moments, we're going to celebrate with the top five songs from this year in 1984, starting with the Pointer Sisters at number five with Jump from I Love, Jump It Up, Ricky.
Wow. '80s music is so time stamped.
Well, it's the retro reversal and the reaction to the disco era. It's just has a different sort of dance.
Yeah, disco, a lot of '80s pop music is the same thing as disco. It's like, bam, here it was right there.
Right there. So number five belongs to the Pointer Sisters. Number four in this week, 1984, is the year Laura Branigan. Whatever happened to her?
I think she could have been one of our one-hit wonders.
She could have been, but she also had an amazing presence. I saw her once. Just very dynamic. But choosing not to follow this as a career, she became a wife and a mother, and that's what she likes doing. Everybody ought to have their own way, Richie. Do their own thing. Laura Branigan was number four with Self Control. You can crank this up if you'd like. Number four. 25 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, moving into the number three slot for this week in 1984. My favorite Prince song, crank it up. When Doves Cry. Great commentary after losing the lyric line.
One of the greatest albums of all time.
How much of this stuff does he write himself?
All of it.
Is he writing
everything? Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yes. So he's got some really important things, thoughts here.
He created bands for music that he wrote, but didn't think he should, like Sheila E. Mm-hmm. He was like, okay, I've got these five songs over here. It wouldn't be good for me, but they would be perfect. Morris Day and the Time. He created that whole band, and he went in there and said, no, you don't sing it like this. You sing it like that. You don't dance like this. You dance like that. That whole band. band was just like a band that he totally created from nothing just to sing six or seven songs that he thought he shouldn't do.
Alright, number two, speaking of dancing, Ross was number two this week, 1984, Dancing in the Dark. Another great, great, great popular contribution from Bruce Springsteen. I don't think I can hear this song too much. As much as our friend Roberta Pasinelli doesn't like some of the pop hits that play too much, this one I could listen to all day long. I just think there's a great message, great beat to it. Dancing in the Dark, number two this week in 1984.
Yeah, you remember the trivia about this song, don't you?
I don't remember.
And the video?
No.
The video is him performing live on stage, and he pulls a girl out of the crowd to jump up and dance with him on stage.
Yeah, yeah.
And that girl is Courtney Cox.
Really?
Friends. Yeah.
Oh, they were friends at the time?
No.
Oh.
You don't know whether it was, I mean, it was obviously staged, and yeah. She was an actress, and they said, okay, we're going to hire this actress to do this. And this was well before Friends.
Ah, cool. Number one this week, 1984 is the year, Duran Duran, the artist. We were playing part of this yesterday. We had another week.
This was obviously number one for a couple of weeks. It seems like for the last month we've been playing this song here and there, just kind of looking back.
Yeah, right. It did get stuck in your head. I remember it better now than I did when it was a hit, frankly. All right, so there's a wraparound of the top five songs for this week in 1984, courtesy of our memory and your imagination, or the other way around. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 21st through July 6th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in store and online. Staples.com/onbudget and 7/2015. Excludes daily deals, self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
For all of you out there who've already signed up for Rite Aid's new Wellness Plus with Plenty card, we'd like to say thanks a million. Actually, thanks millions with an S. Because to date, Plenty members have earned millions of dollars worth of Plenty points, which can be used for savings at Rite Aid and certain Plenty partners. So get in, get your new card, and get online to finish signing up at Plenty.com. Then use your points for savings today with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Terms and conditions apply. Learn more at Plenty.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Today, Tuesday, and the Good Day program. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, in depth on the fallout, not fallout is the right word, Kenny, but on the results of continuing investigation into those prison escapees and what they did during their 3 weeks on the lam or on the run. Richard Matt and David Sweat spent some time in previously unknown places. A camper, for example, in Franklin County. Have you seen pictures of this thing? Oof. Yeah. How much time I'd want to spend in this thing. This is a dark, old, rusty camper that's hidden in the woods in very deep, heavy underbrush. But it's right off the main road, Route 30, in that area. There's a person who lives down the road who said that the camper's probably been there since 1997, abandoned for many years. Whoever the guy was that lived in it, I think, has passed on, it would seem. But just looking at these pictures of this thing, wow. It's amazing that they found it, I guess, in the first place, because it's so much under the brush there. But you got to wonder, I look at these pictures, wondering what other, you know, go around your neighborhood, not neighborhood, but your area, wherever you live. If you live in the Northeast especially, let's say, well, I'm thinking about the mountains of the Carolinas, any place where there's thick forest, the areas in the mid-south and even the southwest, but in my area in the Northeast, for example, there are all kinds of places that these sorts of things could be put into the woods, little camps here and there. We all know people who go out and they bring their camper and something happens. Well, they just want to leave it in the woods, depending on where they are. And so under the circumstances, it really is sort of off-putting to think what there might be out there based on looking at this particular camper and where it was. So they sent a a helicopter down into the area because they couldn't apparently get, it's so thickly brushed they couldn't get in there. Let's see here. A lot of evidence from the camper. Investigators are getting information from the inmate who's still alive, Mr. Sweat, as they learn more about how the men survived over this manhunt. A couple of items the prisoners were believed to have been in possession of during their escape. A cabin owner in the area called authorities after noticing a bottle of rum missing from his cabin. He also noticed a bottle of gin had been spilled, so these guys got into his cabin when he wasn't there. A couple of pair of boots and binoculars were also among the missing items from this guy's cabin. All we knew is that somebody was in the camp. We didn't know who it was, so we decided we better call the police, and they came up right away. When Matt was shot and killed by authorities last Friday, he was armed with a 20-gauge shotgun. Matt and Sweat may have been using picnic-style pepper shakers to throw off their scent. That's pretty clever, actually, isn't it, huh?
Yeah,
that is pretty clever. All right, so what comments do you have from our listeners? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day, social media on the prisoners, KB's Kenny.
April says, I'm so thankful for all the law enforcement officers who helped keep our community safe.
Where is she? Is she up in that area, that neck of the woods, pardon the pun?
I'm assuming so. It doesn't say where she's from.
Right. All right. By the way, the governor, Mr. Cuomo, said, quote unquote, in his final statement on this, this was an extraordinary situation in many ways. If you are writing a movie plot, they would say this was overdone. Yeah, maybe. All right, what else?
Jay says, I hope they don't take this one to Burger King before they lock him back up.
Take him to Burger King. What am I missing with that? Do
what
happened.
That's what the North Carolina troopers did when they picked up Dylan Roof.
Right, okay. Yeah, yeah. They, got it. Yep. All right. Got the connection. All right, what else have you got?
Jerry says, one escapee killed, the other shot and captured. The story is over. It's a sad day for CNN.
Right, because they got nothing else. The joke there is that CNN stays with the same story over and over and over and over again. Yeah. What else?
Anna says, I know it's wrong, but I kind of wanted them to get away, just like in the movies.
I'm looking at the story, the background on Sergeant Jay Cook, who was supervising that perimeter post when he spotted Sweat on the road near Route 30 in the area of Constable, New York. That's about a mile and a half south of the Canadian border. I think most people got that pinpointed. He's the one who chased Sweat, and they were running across a field, and he decided he ought to shoot him before he went into the woods. He's a firearms instructor, apparently, specializing in a certain type of gun. So that's, I guess, it. The saga of these two is pretty much over now, but it is interesting to see what sort of information they're putting together as to how they actually survived over that three-week period. Doug Steffen, Good Day program. The lady that most people like the best from Fox, Gretchen Carlson, will join us next with a bit of her story here on Good Day.
You're getting very sleepy.
Sleepy.
You're no longer afraid of bunnies.
Bunnies.
You'll join my rewards program.
I'll join your... Wait, what?
50% off your fifth session. Huh? Focus on the value.
Value.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Finally, there's Plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Sign up today at plenty.com for access to offers worth over $100 in savings. There's Plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. And guess what? My cup runneth over. Man, do I feel pretty good. I have so many great things in my life that my cup is running over. It is overflowing. And as a matter of fact, I want you to join me in this celebration. It doesn't mean we have to go out and drink, but just take a look at everything that's so wonderful about us and so wonderful about our lives. Well, guess what? I'm going to drop the other shoe. I'm going to give you some bad news. If your cup is running over, go out and get a bigger cup. because you've used up all your potential. You've got everything that you need. Why stop? So what I want you to do is I want you to go out and get a larger cup. What that really means is understand your potential. Get more out of life. Don't settle for what you have. Always continue to pursue. Always continue to gain. Always say to yourself, my cup is never going to run over. I just want more. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your daily high.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Summer's here, and a great way to get into the spirit is with a fresh coat of paint on your favorite room.
It's easy and affordable. To help get you started, our friends at Sherwin-Williams can provide expert advice, from the latest in paint trends to choosing the right color and simple cleanup tips. The Sherwin-Williams experts have you covered for painting success. Simply walk into one of their 4,000 stores and ask for a Sherwin-Williams professional, or go to SherwinWilliams.com. And don't forget to sign up for their Paint Perks benefits to save every day.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Ritchie and I have Gretchen Carlson with us, who's no stranger to many people who are listening to the program. She's the host of Fox News Channel's The Real Story with Gretchen Carlson. Previously had co-hosted Fox and Friends, 8 years in that job. Was a correspondent and co-anchor on the CBS Saturday Early Show. She was crowned Miss America in the 1989 Miss America pageant. Let's start there, Gretchen, because I would think that a lot of people would find, and I don't mean that this is a curiosity, but the uniqueness of being a Miss America, and then following on to how unique your career has been. But when you were Miss America, what was going on with you, and what did you sense or feel? Was your life surreal, or was it, oh, this is kind of fun? What was going on with you?
Well, thank you so much for having me on your show to talk about my new book, Getting Real. And part of that, yes, is two chapters are dedicated to how I actually even decided to run for Miss America. I grew up a chubby, fat kid, so certainly wasn't in my horizon when I was a child. I was an exceptional violinist, and that really was what I was going to do with my life. And when I burned out, my parents wanted me to find another goal to achieve. My mom saw that 50% of a contestant's points at Miss America were talent, and over a course of years, she convinced me to try this process. So I was really a novice. Becoming Miss America was life-changing for me in a good way, but also it was a struggle with regard to how I was treated, with regard to stereotypes, and it was like my entire resume of being valedictorian and graduating from Stanford just kind of fell off the face of the earth and evaporated, and suddenly I was just dumb. And people, you know, were really vicious in some of the ways that they reported on me and the questions that they asked. And the benefit of that was that I developed an incredibly tough skin, and that has served me well in the TV business because I've been 25 years working from market to market locally and finally at CBS News in New York and now at Fox for 10 years already this week. And I say in the book that when I got to Fox, I reached the bimbo trifecta because I was, you know, blonde, former Miss America, and now I'm a Fox News host, and we all know the criticisms that we get from time to time.
Has that gotten any better, Gretchen? Because that does drive me nuts. I mean, people discount you, Megyn Kelly, just because you're beautiful women doesn't mean that you aren't smart, wonderful, you know, members of the media. Has it gotten any better at all?
I don't know. You know, I still think that we have this stigma in society about that if you happen to be one of those women, that there must be something else wrong with you. And that's why I wrote the book. It's one of the reasons, because I want to try and dispel that. I want women to stand up for women first and foremost. And I always say I work for my son more than I work for my daughter, because when he gets into the workforce, and he's only 10 now, but I want him to respect his female colleagues like he respects his mom right now.
So you'll have him in the workforce by, like, next year, right?
Well, no. But I really also wrote the book because I want to inspire young, middle-aged, and old to always, always work hard and persevere because the American dream is alive and well. And if you look at the recent polls, Americans feel less likely about that now, and that just saddens me because my life of hard work and perseverance and struggles and failures along the way, which I chronicle, it had so much to do with my mom telling me I could be anything I wanted to be.
All right, that's where I want. Let me take it that way for a minute, Gretchen. Gretchen Carlson from Fox News is here. I want to talk about validation, which is a word that often gets misused. I see what I'm hearing more than anything else is that you have a story that's sort of typical but not so typical in that you were abused. There's sexual harassment as part of the story here. The whole the bimboism, the why does anybody want to be Miss America, thinking about some of the atrocities that have gone on in the name of beauty and acceptance and the weirdness of whatever the definition is of attractiveness. When I first started watching on Fox, I had no idea you were Miss America. Frankly, I didn't know you were Miss America until this week, and I was told that you were going to be on with me. I never knew you were Miss America. What I knew was that I liked the way you felt, if that's the right word to me. When I watched you, I liked what I was watching, and I didn't feel like I was being sold a bill of goods, which is what I feel like no matter whether I'm watching Fox or MSNBC, I'm not getting a story, I'm getting a swale. In terms of you and what you bring, it's got to be you. You've convinced Roger Ailes and whoever else that you have something to sell that is that makes you valid. For me, anyway, I'm just telling you how I feel when I watch you versus the rest of the people. And it isn't just at Fox, and I just everywhere. When I look at television, I see a blank wall of emptiness with you. And now that I know your background, I even feel better about thinking that you are smart because of the background that you have. Again, and that's a good reason to read the book to find out where the heck you came from. And I'm talking too much here, and I want you to bring back around the focus to how you felt validated by becoming successful.
Well, thank you so much for saying that, because one of the most important things about television is that your viewers, number one, trust you.
Yeah.
And that you're relatable to them. And there is this phrase called Minnesota Nice, where I grew up, and I always have wanted to remain true to the values and the niceness of my experience from growing up there. So thank you so much for saying that. And it's why I wrote Getting Real, because, listen, so many people have struggles in life, and I wanted them to know that I am relatable to those struggles. Tons of people, millions have been fired. I've been fired. You know, a painful, awful, shameful experience. So many other things that I've gone through, weight struggles. Who doesn't struggle with their weight? You know, it's just, it's so important for people to know that other people that they might see on television and think, oh, gosh, there's nothing similar between myself and this person. That's just not true at all. Mm-hmm. And I hope that I'm real while I'm on TV, but I know for sure that I'm real in this book.
Yeah.
And I know that a lot of people who have read it so far have said to me, I can't believe how candid you were.
Mm. Are you that candid? And you're telling this story in the book and you're candid. When you and your husband, you have, is it two children?
Yes.
Yeah. How do you confront the issues that the two of you have, whether it's career-wise, personal-wise, having the children raised in a way that you both agree? How do you, and I know we only have a little bit of time here, but I wonder how you confront those issues, and do you talk about it in the book?
Yeah, I talk a lot about it. The back half of the book is about parenting and having these two, you know, great kids. And also this sort of curse that I believe we live in about having it all. Like, that is so unrealistic. I mean, I hate that we have to feel this pressure, men and women alike, that we're supposed to do that. You know, it's teamwork in our marriage. And, you know, if he used to dress one of the babies in polka dots and stripes for the day, who cares? Mm-hmm. At least they're being fed and changed, right? So you got to give up your perfectionism as well. I like to call myself a reformed perfectionist. And this having it all thing, look, that is unrealistic. So you got to do the best job that you can. When I'm at work, I'm thinking about work. When I'm with my kids, I'm thinking about my kids. But you're not doing that 100% of the time for every single thing you're involved in during the day. So we have to be honest about that, and we have to be realistic about that. And I just want women and men to know that they don't have to live up to those expectations.
Well, I think there are a lot of lessons that it seems to me we could probably learn by reading through this. Getting Real is the name of the book. Gretchen Carlson, who is the host of The Real Story with Gretchen Carlson on Fox News, and her story. This is good. I'm glad we were able to highlight it, and I'm happy to know more about you. Thanks, Gretchen.
Thank you so much. And people can get more information at GretchenCarlson.com.
GretchenCarlson.com. This is Good Day.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
All right, 53 after the hour now on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Dr. Warren Eckstein, he is a doctor, whether you know it or not. He's got enough experience to have piled higher and deeper next to his name 13, 14 times. So PhD Dr. Warren Eckstein, the animal lover's best friend, is here. Brought to you by Cedarside. To keep bugs out of your home, use Cedarside. Go to Cedarside.com for information on how to order. We're actually going to, speaking of Cedarside, we're going to do something today, and we'll probably have a derivation of this or something that's connected to it each week. Facebook.com/good day. I would like you to post a picture of your dog and Richie's daughter, Juliana, who is with him today, first day out of school, so she's with him at work. She's going to pick the winner. So post a picture at Facebook.com/good day of your dog. Your dog. And don't be taking pictures from some website attracted to your dog. You send your dog.
Right.
Facebook.com/good day, and Juliana is going to pick the winner, the cutest, the best picture.
Or just and, the one she likes best, and yeah. You'll win the Cedarside.
And the winner is going to get the Cedarside kit. Has all kinds of great things sampled from Cedarside. And why would it be from Cedarside? Because Cedarside has the non-toxic answer to every pest, every bug, every problem in your home. Cedarside.com, the leader in natural and organic pest control solutions. 100% organic bug spray is the highlight of their line. It's the original Cedarside. pesticide formula. It's a must-have for your home. Harness cedar oil to make organic pest control solutions that will get rid of bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and so much more. Cedarside has all the products you need to keep your family, your pets, your home, your lawn insect-free, chemical-free from now through the rest of the season. So go to cedarside.com or call 800-842-1464 to order Cedarside products. No chemicals, nothing but nature against nature, and that's why it works so well. 800-842-1464 to order Cedarside products, or you can go online to cedarside.com, use the coupon code Doug for free shipping. That's cedarside.com or call 800-842-1464. All right, so Warren, the question has come up about dogs and whether they, what happens to them. I know we talked about this on the air when I saw this, because that was after Charlotte died and Kenny's dog died over the weekend. So I guess I wonder, I know the Pope weighed in on whether or not animals go to heaven. What people ask, and they legitimately want to know, what happens in the afterlife of a dog. I have no doubt that Charlotte's around me and talking to me all the time. She's just connected. Some are connected more than others, it would seem. The Pope had something to say about it. I wonder, there's no such thing as a Catholic dog, I don't think. But, you know, what's the consensus, what's the wisdom here about animals and their afterlife?
Well, the wisdom I hear is, how could it be called heaven if there were no animals there? That's number one.
Yep.
Number two, if you take a look at how animals do so much good in this world in terms of making people feel better and soothing people and helping the lonely people that don't have any friends around them, of course they're going to go to heaven. In other words, heaven to me is for any living thing that has lived a good life. There's no dog that's lived anything but a good life. So I'm assuming that there's going to be a whole lot more dogs in heaven than there are going to be people.
Yep. All right, so that's a great explanation. I love that. There's a rug seen in a Florida sheriff's office that has a typo which reads, "In dog we trust." And apparently they're auctioning it off for some local animal rescue operation. But there is always that play, and that's what made me think of it, what you just said. Dog spelled backwards is God, or God spelled backwards is dog. And I always thought that frankly, I thought that of Charlotte. Charlotte was a being that was more than anything other. She had the likings of a dog, the makings of a dog, but she was somehow not supernatural, but I don't know how to best describe
it. It's a spirituality, doesn't
it? Yeah, that's
right. Spirituality that all animals have. It's that honesty, the way they live their life. It's surviving, you know. They don't lie. They don't cheat. So the concept is that I believe that many animals have it. You're allowed one special one in your life. You may have 1,000 dogs, and I live with more than that, but you're allowed one special dog, one special cat in your life, and for you, it was Charlotte. So there's no doubt in my mind that Charlotte is around you. I feel the presence of all the animals I live with around me at all times. There are times I'll look at a wall, and wow, a face will pop up there. Now, that may sound a little eccentric, and heaven forbid I should ever sound eccentric. But the bottom line is, I believe that there's an energy that's never lost in beings, whether they be animals or people.
Don't forget to post a picture of your dog at Facebook.com/good day for Juliana to pick a winner in about an hour or so.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.